And with us in the studio right now, every Friday, Lindy Elms pops in to talk about wildlife rescue, and today has a very special guest with her called Stephanie, so different, so French, like Goywaz, with a French surname. What is your French surname?
Merci.
No, it's not merci. That's thank you.
Yes.
But it's close enough.
Merci.
So we're going to have a marvelous conversation today because I believe Stephanie is a specialist in animal behavior, and particularly primate behavior, of which there are a number in Belito.
Yeah.
You know, contrary to popular belief, but there are many primates in Belito, and some of them are vivid monkeys. The rest are driving in the traffic right now. I'm going to be in serious trouble. That was my last show. Goodbye. But welcome. It's lovely to have you in the studio. And maybe today we can find out something special about the very curious relationship that people and primates or vervet monkeys, particularly in this area, have. Because there are those that really love the fact that we have wild creatures, and the monkeys add a sense of wonder and joy. Others would rather they were somewhere else, you know. Not saying that people want to necessarily harm them, although there are those, but yes, a lot of folk would just prefer that they were not in my backyard.
Yeah.
So, welcome to you both, and lovely to have you along for the Friday edition of the show.
Thank you, Dave.
Thank you.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. Thank you, Lindy, for inviting me here. I'm very happy to speak about this hot debated topic here.
Well, we should just kick off by saying or asking the question, Stephanie, from your perspective. A lot of folk say the monkey populations are out of control because they just keep having babies, and then they come and eat my fruit out the fruit bowl, and they chase my children, and they attack my husband, and they, all this nonsense. Is it nonsense? I mean, I think it's crazy, but, you know, you're the expert.
Yes, I think there's a lot of misbeliefs in these vervet monkeys, and one of them is just due to lack of knowledge. People don't know them despite they live with them. And what they don't know is that the birth of a monkey is like once a year, and only when the monkies are about like 3 to 4 years old, they start having one baby per year, and there's still like half of them that don't make it on the first year. So it's like a lot of mortality, either due to humans with car accident mostly, but also, yes, incident where people are harming them, shooting at them. That does happen, unfortunately, everywhere. Or there are still some natural predators, and people are not aware of that. That could be like snakes, like python, or crowned eagles. The monkeys are very scared of crowned eagles. And sometimes dogs. So, yes, they are reproducing, but the thing is that because the babies are all there at the same time, it looks a lot. And people are like, oh, it's plenty of babies all the time. But in a group, you will always have the little ones. But then, even if they're 1 year old, they're still little ones. And then they come, and there's a new baby season, so there's more baby. But yeah, if you look at the group compositions, you clearly see there's a high mortality as well.
So, in other words, the populations are not growing exponentially out of control.
I would just be careful here because I'm only studying 3 troops specifically in Simbiti. So I can't speak about anywhere else, but within Simbiti and the troop that we're studying, it's rather constant. We have one group that decreased in population, and one very stable, and one that slightly increased, but we're still,
because
same
I've heard
numbers.
Numerous accounts of the fact that over the past 20 years, and there have been studies, possibly longer, generally speaking, monkey populations appear sometimes to be growing, but it's because their habitat is being shrunk down. So the naturally occurring troops are just being concentrated more.
Yeah.
They are not growing in number. In fact, many of them are decreasing.
Yeah, I think that's what's happening.
And it's a tragedy. But so there's perception and there's reality. And ultimately, your perception is your reality. And we're hoping that we're going to change your perception today, particularly if you believe that the monkeys are a threat. Because are they?
Yes, that's another misbelief, that monkeys are not aggressive. They are not attacking us. But I think, again, we don't understand them. So, like, very often, if they come and run behind you, that's their way of playing. I think sometimes they're very curious and they actually want to interact, especially with kids that are running around. So from our perspective, it looks like the monkeys is running at you, trying to jump on you or something. I think they're mostly playing. Of course, like if you have food, maybe it's a little different and things. And never try to interact with a monkey. They're still wild animals. But if you stop and watch them and stand your ground and stay calm, the monkeys, even if he runs at you, he's just going to come within 1-2 meters of you, sit down and watch you. Okay. And then they're not aggressive. They don't jump or bite for no reason. And they will just watch you and check your behavior. And I think going to another misbelief that they are not respecting women, I think it's more about that monkeys can perceive your own body language. So if you fear them, then they know that and they're going to play with you. So I think it's maybe fun for them to watch you being scared, and then they push you and they're showing little threat, but they won't do anything. But because you're reacting and you show them clearly you're retreating, you're scared, you're screaming, then they just play around. If you stay calm and confident and just, you know, be respectful, then they're like, oh, okay, and they move on.
Now, there are some troops, I believe, that are a bit wayward when it comes to personal belongings. There's certain estates and developments, shall we say, where there are monkeys that apparently enjoy going into apartments and generally causing a certain amount of mayhem.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a learnt behavior, or is that a deliberate behavior, or is it perception?
I think monkeys are very opportunistic, and especially in areas where they encounter humans, they learn that human food tastes great and it's easy access usually. So if they see an open window or an open door, of course, if there is no one around, they're just always going to try their chance, you know, like, yeah, for sure. Why not getting your bananas or your eggs on your kitchen counter rather than going to find those little fruit in the trees, you know?
It's interesting, though, because, I mean, I live in Belito proper, in Stella Road, and we have regular troops coming through. And occasionally, as we're all human, and you make a mistake, you leave a window or a door open, and there's food available. And they come in, and then I've never, ever, ever, ever had vandalism, you know, where, oh, they've destroyed my kitchen or whatever. No.
Yeah.
But I've heard people saying this, that they've deliberately smashed things and broke. Does it happen?
Yeah, from what I've seen, so it's a bit tricky because we do observe all of that. We follow the monkeys and we collect all those behavioral data to understand them better. And you can see if it's a lone male, usually he's very silent. And even if there's someone in the house, if they are not nearby the food that he's seeing, so they first take their time out of the window to check what's in. Then they come in, they take their things, they walk bipedal with like two eggs in their hand and go out. So those ones don't make such a mess. But if you're not there in the house and they see, okay, it's very silent, I can do all the mess that I want, then you have the whole troop going in and the little one starts playing, jumping all around. And
so it's naughty kids.
I would say so. Yeah. Like usually the adults are really there for the food. But of course, when they also open the cupboard and open your cereals and the sugar, like, yes, they will still be messy as well. And the thing is, stress also make them defecate. So like if you come back when they're here, then suddenly they all stress out. And then on top of all the food mess that they have, they're also going to leave you some nice presents there.
Wow.
Okay.
And it's a difficult one. I understand. There are those that will say that because there is limited natural resources in terms of food plants available for monkeys, they tend to battle. And therefore, you get people that are responsible in the sense that they have a very scientific, if you like, approach to a monkey feeding station rather than just handing out bananas. But then there are those that, especially holiday makers, come down and they go, oh, so cute, look at the monkeys. And they actually, let's give them food. Mm. And, of course, that's a behavior then that the monkeys, I suppose, become dependent on. So it's not a good idea to feed them, is it?
I wouldn't say that they become independent. The thing is that they might lose a little bit their fear of humans and expect that the next human will behave in the same way. And that creates problem. And I think that's another misbelief, that those monkeys are struggling to find food. Again, it might depend on the era. Like in the deep down of Durban, yes, maybe they don't have as many trees anymore and things like this. But in an eco-estate like Simbiti, where they really care about which plant you can have around in the house and all of that, they've got plenty of food all year long. Like at least 5 different species of trees that are fruiting in every single month. So they're not starving. They don't need any extra human food. And on the opposite, there are a little bit of research showing that human food is detrimental to their health. So for me, if you love the monkeys, you let them be and you just sit down and observe them. They will show a lot of different behaviors that you can really enjoy. And even seeing how they eat their natural food, it's so interesting. How they, like, what do they eat and why this one and how do they choose when to come? I think there's a lot of very interesting things, but even feeding station, I'm not in favor of those ones. I think it also does create a lot of problems, notably conflict within them, because they have this whole hierarchy within them. So if you start feeding a monkey that is not on top of the hierarchy, then he's going to be beaten up by the other one. And unless you know your monkey and you observe them, you know this social structure that they have, you might just create more problems, increasing aggression within the group, but also towards humans.
That's fascinating. There are those that also say, people that love birds, for example, say the monkeys are a disaster. They destroy the nest and they kill the chicks. And they are they omnivorous to the point where they might eat baby chicks?
Yes. So it is 100% true. Monkeys, if they have the opportunity again, will raid a nest and eat the egg or even the chick. So I've seen it myself. But it is, for me, a rare behavior. Out of my time here, like more than 2 years, nearly 3 years, I've seen it maybe twice. With the whole team, 15 researchers, maybe 5 times. But we do have a lot of report from the residents that are birders, because I think the thing is that they kind of create the situations where they put the bird seeds to attract the birds, but the bird seeds also attract the monkeys. Mm-hmm. So then you create a place where there's food for everyone, and then the birds decide to put their nest nearby because it's a nice place for them. But then it's an easy access for the monkeys as well. And because the birders like watch them in their garden all the time.
And the birders love the birds. And if anything harms the birds, it's like harming their kids. Then they become violently anti-monkey. I can understand that.
But at the same time, like sometimes they say, oh yeah, the birds is all destroyed and things. But they haven't seen what like kill them. Mm-hmm. And there's other predators to birds as well. Like, what's the damage that a cat does? What's the damage that a mongoose or a snake or other birds? Like, I've seen kites going and destroying weaver nests as well.
Yeah.
So I think they're also very easy to blame.
It's a fascinating subject. Generally speaking, I would imagine it's going to, you'll have the jury out on, you know, you either like them or you don't. I'm talking about monkeys. Mm. Hopefully this conversation just gives you more insight into the facts, the reality. And I think the facts are the monkeys have a right to be here. It's their territory. And I believe that the individual troops have been here historically for forever, almost. Because they don't tend to move out of their traditional areas. So a monkey is born, lives and dies in an area, and the offspring follows suit. So they are very localized and very traditional, and they have been here forever. We have relatively recently arrived and have changed things as we do. But there is an opportunity to coexist, and if you look at it that way, there's a huge amount of joy, I think, to be derived from the fact that we have wild creatures in our presence. It's a rare privilege. If I come from most Palito residents, I think, that are relatively new, have come from the sort of concrete jungles where there is almost nothing, and are fascinated with, look at these creatures. It doesn't take long once you've settled in to find them kind of odious. We don't like them anymore, but it's wonderful that we have wild creatures and we can still learn so much. And your contribution is hugely valuable. Getting onto the animal rescue side of things, and you, Stephanie, alluded to the fact that the monkey populations do take huge strain from motor vehicles, particularly, and dogs lesser, and people. And occasionally one comes across an injured monkey that it's heartbreaking. You know, they are kind of almost human. That's where, Lindy, your organization comes in, because it's almost impossible, I think, for an ordinary civilian to do any good in that kind of situation except be the eyes and ears and then contact your organization. How do they reach you, and what do you do? How do you respond to that kind of call?
So exactly that, Dave. So we don't encourage people to pick up the wild animal, because you need experience to know how to handle them. So definitely keep eyes on. We often get people say, I just saw a monkey being hit, and it was between this entrance and that road. And I mean, it's such a big area. There's no way we're going to find it. So if we've just got somebody keeping eyes on it, waiting, we get there as quickly as we can. And then we'll do the rescue and stabilize and get it to the vet and then to the rehab centers.
Oh, and on that note, did you come across the monkey that was injured in the accident last week that I was telling you about?
No, it hasn't showed up. No,
so maybe it's okay.
It's either okay or it didn't make it. Unfortunately, well, we just sometimes... Yeah, we don't know. We hope it's okay.
Yeah. But it's wonderful that you and your team are available to help where required. And we'll put up that number. Well, just give us the number again. It'll go up as a podcast, so you don't have to write it down. If you're in the traffic, you can just literally go onto our site, find the morning show. And the number to phone is
083-607-4498.
Just like that. And there it is. We've been chatting with Lindy and Stephanie. Today's been a kind of monkey-related conversation. But, as I say, it's wonderful to learn, because knowledge is power. Mm-hmm. And your perception is your reality. Hopefully we've been able to give you a little bit more of a reality check so that your perception is balanced. That's the thing. Mm-hmm. Thanks so much for joining us on The Morning Show, folks.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
And we'll see you in a week's time.
Perfect. Thank you, Dave. Thank you, Kincaid.
Most welcome.
And The Morning Show continues with Pink saying, please don't leave me.